Weiter in Shas, we are in Zvachim Daf Samach Gimel, picking up at the top of the page by the Mishnah. About a Mishnah. Zog the Eilig Mishnah, Menachos Hayu Nikmatzos Bechol Makom Azara. They would separate the Komets anywhere in the Azara. Rashi says, Ve'in Tun in Tzafon, it doesn't have to be in the Tzafon, in the north. Ve'necholos Lefnim in HaKlaim, it's got to be eaten inside the Klaim, Hashez Dachsiv V'chol Karbanam, V'chol Min Chassam, V'chol Chatasam, V'gomes V'samach Le, B'kodesh HaKadosh, V'chlenu Kol Zachar Yechlo. So it's got to be Lefnim inside the curtains. L'zichrei Kuhuna, it's done by the male Kohanim, V'chol Maichel, they can prepare it any way they like. L'yom V'leila Ad Chatzos, for night and day until Chatzos. Day and night until Chatzos, which is the Yalfinim Menachos, L'chamei Todah, because we're learning that from the Menachos of the Chamei Todah, which is the same idea. Suck the Hilge Gemar. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Mincha shenik mitzah b'heichal k'sheira. Mincha was done, if you did the separation of the kamita. What's up, kamita? In the heichal, it is kosher. Shekhem etzina b'siluk b'zichin. Because we find this in reference to removing the b'zichin, the spoons of the levona. Rashi says, shekhem etzina b'siluk b'zichin shein askara l'minchas lechem apanim k'dichsif. B'haysa lechem l'askara. Matirin. It's a lechem. Silukan me'al shulchan apnim shebeheichal b'makom kemitza d'menachos hanikmatos. As we know, if the lechem apanim and came along with the lechem apanim were two spoons, the bezichin of levona, and what how they do it every Shabbos, they did 12 of loaves of bread, and the two spoons of the levona were put in the shulchan near the heichal, and they were there until the next Shabbos when the levona was taken out and it was burnt on the mizbeach, and lechem apanim was eaten by the kohanim. In any event, so we say that the Kabbidam Hechel Kshir, because we find him in Sikh Mazichin, Masiv Rabbi Yirmiya, ask Rabbi Yirmiya, the Kamatz Misham. The Pasuk says about somebody who brings a mincha to the Beis HaMikdash, he shall bring it to the Bnei Aaron, the Kohanim, and the Kohen will take the Kamatz from there. What does it mean from there? From where he's standing. So we say, time to tell you, Mimakum Sharagli Hazar Omdos, from the place of where the Zar can go. Rashi says, what is this talking about? This is talking about only the part of the Azara that a non-Kohen can go to, so therefore it must be that it's not okay to be done in the Heichal, which clearly a non-Kohen is not allowed to be in. So what's going on over here? Says Gemara, Ben Besera Omer, Minayin She'im Kametz Besmol. This is, before we answer, we're in the continuation of the Brice. He says, where do we know that if one does Kametz with his left hand, she Yachsev Yachsev Yikmetz Biyam, and she go back, he should do it with his right hand. And Talmud Lomar, Misham, Mimakom Shekometz Kvar, from the place that already did Kamitza. Okay, so now, Ika da Amri, some say, who most of love, who mefarikla, that Rav Yirmi asked this question, and he actually answered the question. Ika da Amri, some say, Omer Le Rav Akiva, Rav Yirmi, some say, Rav Akiva answered, Artachlifa, Azber Lecha, I'm going to explain Pshat to you. Lo Nitzcha Ella, Lehachshir Kol HaAzara Kula. When it says from there, it was only to tell you that the entire Azara is going to be good for Kamitza. Sagadet Chamina, you would have thought to say that Holva Ola Kotche Kotchim, since an Ola is Kodesh Kotchim, Kotche Kotchim, or Mincha Kotche Kotchim, Ma Ola Tinet Tzafon, Af Mincha Tinet Tzafon, therefore he had to come to teach you Misham from there to tell you it's not to be done even in a place, even in an area that non Kohanim are allowed to go to, even though it's in the south. So therefore, that's what's coming to teach you, but it's also allowed to be done in other places as well, like the Heichal. That wouldn't be a problem. In fact, what do you mean? Why would you have thought to make that comparison in the first place? You can't compare because Mala Ola Shekin Kalil. How can you compare it to an Ola? An Ola is completely burned on his back. A Mincha is eaten by the Kohanim, and therefore, the from there is coming to teach just that Kamitza being done, it can't be done in the Heichal. Says Gemara, okay, in Achinami, y'all, you're right, Mechatos. Rather, we can learn that from the Chatos, which is not totally burned on Mizbeach, and that the Kemitza of a Mincha has to be done in the north, and that's why I would have thought it, and that's what I have to say, from that place to teach you not, it doesn't have to be over there. Malachatos, but the Gemara says, no, Lovin says, I can't, because Malachatos is getting Mechapers of Chavik Rizos. That's what means Mechaper for Chavik Rizos, the Mincha doesn't, except for it's Mechamer, you can't learn from, you wouldn't have come to learn from there. That's Gemara, okay, the Chinami, so let's come up with something else. That would be May Asham. Let's learn it from an Asham, which is not a kapara for Karis. It's also not completely burned. The Kamitza of Milcha has to be done in the north, and then from that place, the Kamitza can be even done not in the north. So, hold on. Mala Asham Shekein Minei Damim. I can compare it to Asham, which has different types of dam. Therefore, I can't compare it to Milcha, which is not dam. No Shaychas. So, Gemara Mikulu. So, we learn it from all three of them, the Ola, Chatas, and the Asham. That's what's going to teach you it's got to be done in the north. And therefore, we need from that place to teach you it doesn't have to be done in the north. So the Gemara, but Malakulu Shekin Min Ebdamim, all of them have dam, as opposed to the Mincha, which doesn't. Ella Itzrich. Yeah, we need it. I would have thought, since it says that the Kohen will bring the Mincha to the Mizbeach, he's got to bring it close to the Mizbeach before he does Kemitza. Also, it says he shall separate from it a Kometz. And we say the following, it's just like the Agasha, when you bring it to the Mizbeach. It's brought to the southwest corner. Af kemitza bekeren marvus drama. So to the kemitza can be done over there as well. Kamash v'lan to knock that off. The pasuk comes to tell us kemitza can be done anywhere in the as long as you're in the walls of the azara. Okay. Period. Now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan shlamim sheshachtan behecha kesheirim. Shlamim that was shechted in the hecha is going to be kosher. Shenama ushchato pesach olmoid. It says, by the Shlomim, he shall shecht it in the Azara at the entrance of the Ohel Moed, which seems to be mashma that the fact that it's connected to the Ohel Moed is what's going to make it that it's going to be kasher. V'loye tafel chamer min eker. And therefore, we come and say that the tafel, the secondary thing, the Azara, should not be more kasher than actually primary one, the Heichal. Since the Shlomim can be shechted in the Azara, therefore, it for sure can be done in the Heichal. In fact, the Gemara Meisavei, Rabbi Yochanan ben Maaser Omer, Minayin she'em ikifu ovdei kochavim eskol ha'azara. Where do we know that if Avodah Zarah surrounds the entire Azara, you know, they're attacking. Sha'kohanim nechlasim l'sham ba'ochum sham kochakochim. The Kohanim can go into the Heichal, at l'kochakochim over there. Right, normally, it's just eating the Azara. Right, so how do we know? Talmud Lomer, Bekodesh HaKadoshim Tochlenu. Pasuk says, at Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the most holy shall you eat it. That's like not Teichal. V'amai, like tomorrow, what, hold on, according to Yochanan, what do you need this price to bring a pasuk to tell you Kodesh HaKadoshim could be eat there? It's just name of a Chatzar Olmoi, Yochlua. Let the pasuk just say, right, in the courtyard of the Olmoi, you could eat it. Below a tougher chomer than ikker, get a tougher more chomer than ikker. It's kachakach can be in the chatzek. Of course, they can be eaten in the echal. Hachi hashta. What are you comparing? Hasam avoda. There, in Rav Yochanan's case, sakmet the avoda, the shechita of the shlamim. Adam oved b'makom b'mkom rabo, which is something that a person would do in front of his rebbe, in front of his master. Amrinan lo ye tougher chomer than ikker. And therefore, we say that the chatzer can't be more chamor than the heichal. Achila, but if it's the eating it, the inadum olchem mekom rabbi, person doesn't eat in front of his rebbe. It's not respectful. Lo yitafel chamor meikar lo aminim. We don't say the shtickle of that the tafel shouldn't be more chamor than the ikar. One thing has nothing to do with the other, right? The heichal is closer to the presence of, you know, the shechina than is the chatzer. So in the case of avoda for Hashem, shechting the shlamim, you can say that since it's done in the chatzer, you can do it in the heichal, but eating in front of one's master is disrespectful, and therefore the din of the kachim can be eaten in the chatzer. That wouldn't necessarily teach you it's in the heichal. And in reference to eating, the chatzer should be heavier than actually the heichal itself. Sages like Rashi. Rashi says, "Achilu de ena d'machol makom rabbi de zilusa de rabbi laso sarche eved lefanav lo yitafel chamer leka lemeimer lav chamer hi elakula chenadin sheyitafel chamer mineker." Okay. Zak the next heilige mishnah. Chata sa'of ha'isa nasi sa'kein jomisura v'isayayay. Chata sa'of, that is a bird. Right, the chatas that would be done in the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Chomakom ha'isa k'shera elezeh ha'isa mikoma. It was valid to do in any place, but that was its place. The Gemara is going to say, what exactly that means? Says Rashi, parach ma'ikamar. The Gemara is going to ask, what are you talking about? Okay, now we're talking about the southwest corner. Talk about other things down there. Ushlosha dvar ma'isa osa, ha'isa osa karen mishameshes milmata, ushlosha milmala. That corner, we did three things below the red line and three above the red line. I'm going to read the Chutta Sikra. Three below, three above. Yalmata, Chatas Of, Vagoshas, Ushiare Hadam. Below the line, we have the Chatas Of. The Hagoshas is bringing the Mincha on the Mizbech. Ushiare Hadam is the leftover Dam. Umilmalon, up top, above it, Nisuch HaYayin, the wine libations, every Shlomim. And Ola came along with Nisachim. Ve'amayim, right? This is talking about on Sukkot, that we have the water that was brought. Ve'ola sof kishahi rabba b'mizrach. And the Ola sof, where there is too many Kohanim on the east side of the Mizbeach. Okay, now, kola ola the Mizbeach, olin derech yamin. All those who go up to the Mizbeach, they go toward the right. Beep, turn the page. So we'll give them a base. Umakifim v'yordan derech shmal. They go around the Mizbeach and come down on the left side of the Mizbeach. Chutz min ha'ola l'gimel elu, except for someone who goes up for these three things, for the nisuch ha'yayin, ha'mayim, and the bird ola. Shayu olin v'yordan al ekev. They would go up the ramp, and then afterwards they would do it. They would come back down the way that he just went up. Okay. We said that the bird chatas olas ha'of was done in the southwest side of the corner of the Mizbeach. We know any meal where it was from Rabbi Yeshua. The pasuk says, "Lo yasim aleh shemen l'itin aleh levon ki chatasi." You shouldn't put oil on it or put levon on it because it's a chatas. We learn that chatas kuri mincha. Chatas is called a mincha. Mincha kuri chatas. Ma chatas tu nitzafon, af mincha tu nitzafon. Ma mincha bekerem rovus dromus, af chatas bekerem rovus dromus. Straight up. So it's going mincha gufa minel. And how do we know the mincha that is done over there? It's time to the Russell of Nei Hashem. They bring in front of Hashem. Yachob b'marav. You think maybe that means on the west, which is always in front of Hashem. Tamad lomai el p'nei ha-mizrach. To the face of the Mizbeach. That's in front of the Mizbeach, which is the south side of the Mizbeach, because that's the side where the ramp was. E el p'nei ha-mizbeach. But if el p'nei ha-mizbeach, yachob b'darav, you think maybe he's on the south. Tamad lomai p'nei Hashem, in front of Hashem. Hey, so how can you put these two together? Magisha b'keren ma'arav is dromis. The Kohen would bring the Mincha to the southwest corner, Kenegid Chudah Shel Karen, to the tip of the corner, V'dayon, that's enough. So therefore the Kohen is going to do both Pesukim, because he's touching the west and the south of the Mizbeach. That's where we learn that the Mincha is brought on the southwest of the Mizbeach. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Yachol Yagishen Olimerava Shel Karen Olidroma Shel Karen. You would have thought that maybe it would bring the Mincha on either the west or the southwest corner, or to the south of the southwest corner. Amart, so if we knock that off, we say, Kol makom shetamotzi shnei mikros, ato mekayim atzim mekayim chaveru. Wherever you have two psukim, one that's going to be a mekayim itself, one its friend, v'echa mekayim atzim mevatel chaveru, one's going to upkeep itself and knock off its friend, menichin zeh shemekayim atzim mevatel chaveru. We leave the one that would fulfill itself and they get the other. V'tov zeh shemekayim atzim mekayim chaveru. We try to get the one that's going to be mekayim both of them. Therefore, kshat the omer, Lifnei Hashem b'marav, hechin kiyamtel p'nei mizbeach. How could fulfill the pasuk which says in front of the mizbeach, which is only the south? K'shtad omer el p'nei mizbeach k'bedarim, which is the south. Kiyamtel lifnei Hashem b'darim. Right. So when you say that that says in front of the mizbeach, it's talking about the south. Therefore, kiyamtel lifnei Hashem b'darim, you fulfilled that as well. In fact, Gemara hechin kiyamtel. How did you fulfill the pasuk lifnei Hashem if you say that it's talking about the south? Ravashi, Kasavar Haitana, Kula Mizbeach Batsafun Kai. This Tana holds that the entire Mizbeach was in the Tzafon, like we dealt with a few daf ago. All in north. So even if the coin is south of the Mizbeach, he's still opposite the entrance of the Echal, is in front of Hashem. Okay, so the next part of the Mishnah. Chomakomatsik share the vote of the Berchatos was good in every place, but the place was the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. My comment, what are you talking about? First you say it's anywhere, then you say this is the place. You could do Malika. What's that Malika? In any place. That's fine. But this, meaning the southwest corner, was a place to do the spritzing. We have a Brisa, a Mishnah, which backs us up. We learned this from a Mishnah that they taught in a Brisa. There's a Malika anywhere. then the Mizbeach is going to be kosher. He's a dame b'chol makom kosher. If he spritzed the dam anywhere on the Mizbeach, then it's going to be kosher. He's of a low mitzvah b'kosher. If he sprinkled the blood but he didn't squeeze it out, it's going to be kosher. It's called mitzvah, the squeeze out the dam and the chatas, but okay, it's so kosher. M'vat shite m'chot ha-sikr l'mata, the dam and nefesh. As long as he puts some of the dam and nefesh below the red line. Ma'ika amar, what does it mean? Right, first it says and the dam can be sprinkled anywhere in the Mizbeach, which means even above the red line. Then it says it's got to be below the red line. Halachah amar, malaka b'chol makom mizbeach k'shera. If you did malika anywhere in the Mizbeach, it's going to be kosher. Mitzvah dam b'chol makom mizbeach k'shera. If you squeeze out its blood anywhere in the Mizbeach, it's going to be kosher. Beep, turn the page. Samachtar alav. Shem he's of a low mitzvah k'shera, because if he sprinkled the dam and he didn't squeeze out, it's going to be kosher. Ravat shi'ite b'chol t'sikr l'mata. As long as you put some of the blood that's from the nefesh below the red line. Says Rashi, Uvachi has us, and us is Rishon Mechuta Sikr Lamata Midama Nefesh. That's what it's got to do in order for it to be good to go. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. Onu Shayala, great, great day.